are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest from Targeted Justice, founder and chairman of the board, Midge Mathis. Go ahead, Midge.
Oh, thanks, Frank. That was so nice of you. Happy to be here. And thank you for all your
happy
support.
Happy to have you once again.
Thank you for all your support and all the work that you're doing as well.
Okay, where would you like to start? Richard was on Monday, and he did some updating, and I thought that you might update and reiterate some of the rules and reasoning behind your charge for the T-shirts, which I always do on here now.
Okay, thank you. Well, I want to start out first by saying that we have the right to have our voices heard. We have the right to insist that our laws be followed and that the Constitution also be followed. There has been so much corruption going on in D.C. for a very long time, and we need to reset it. So silence is complicity. Speak out and speak up. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the protest. It is a peaceful protest, October 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. We are excited to go to our nation's capital. There is a registration fee of $35, which includes a T-shirt. You go to our website, targetedjustice.com, to the membership page, and you register for the rally. And then you send a check, a $35 check, to P.O. Box 6655, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. So we're also encouraging people to request a five-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October 21st or 22nd. And then the website is on our website, Targeted Justice website. So all you have to do is go to our website and click on it. Okay, we have provided all the information. Please send us an email to confirm you are attending. That's through Targeted Justice membership at protonmail.com. And the reason that, you know, we're charging $35 is because it costs money to get a permit. It costs money for us to have banners made up. It costs money to have the T-shirts made and flyers. And then we always have some pictures of different of my pictures of my face burned. So we provide all this, and so all of that takes money. So, anyhow, if you do register, you need to email the following: your name, your city, your contact email, contact phone, your congressman, and your shirt size. Okay? And then by joining our event, you agree to accept full responsibility for your own actions and disruptions. You agree to abide by the teams and the permit rules, and you agree to leave the area if requested by one of the leadership team members. Targeted Justice only seeks nonviolent solutions for the targeted individual program. And you will need to make your own arrangements for hotel and travel, which we have also have provided all that information on our website. We have the directory of U.S. Congress on our website, and all you have to do is go there and click on it, and also the directory of U.S. Senators. When you make an appointment, it is important they'll ask you why you're requesting this appointment, and you just say civil rights. And then you have to keep in mind that if you get an appointment, it's usually only about 5 minutes because they're very busy. And you keep it very concise, and we'll go over with you when we meet up for the rally, what to say and what not to say. Okay, so it's very important to do that. Also, they're going to ask you who's going to attend the meeting that you have requested, and you must put down everybody's name that will be with you attending, because it is their right to check out who's going to be there. It is standard protocol. So here are the do's and don'ts. All attendees must follow the rules according to our city permit. And we have our permit, and because you need that with 25 people or more. So we are suggesting that people fly in on Friday the 18th and fly out on the 23rd. But we understand if you can't be there that entire time. There's three different airports you can fly into. One is Reagan, DCA. It has direct access to the metro rail. There's Dulles Airport, IAD. You have to take a bus, go about 2 miles, then get on a metro rail. And then there's Baltimore Airport, BWI, is generally the cheapest with Southwest. But you'll have to rent a car or take the bus to get into Washington, D.C. And then just keep in mind about the baggage handling fees with all the major airlines. So I have, each time I've gone to D.C., I have flown into Baltimore. It's an easy airport to get into and get out. And it's I like it. It's nice. So that's usually where I fly into. Now, for hotels, if you go through Expedia.com, you'll get the cheaper rate for hostels with dormitory-style rooms that are inexpensive. Some are for women only, about $30 to $50 per night. Also check Priceline.com and Hotels.com. We have a list of hotels and where they're located. There's Quality Inn at Tyson's Corner. It's around $88, and that's in Virginia. And it's only like 2 blocks to the metro rail. There's also Duo Nomad Hostel, which is in Washington, D.C. It's $35 on Expedia.com. Don't forget to go through Expedia.com. You will get the cheaper rate. 3 blocks to the metro rail. There's Capitol Hill Hotel, which is a little bit more expensive. It's $275 on Expedia, but you can walk to all the congressional offices. And so we even have the Trump Hotel on our list. It's $701 on Expedia. So we just thought that was kind of cool to put up there. So anyhow, the events are as follows. On Friday the 18th, it's arrival with a welcome rally from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll let everyone know where that will be. On Saturday, October 19th, is a rally protest at the White House. We have provided a map, and you can look at the map on our website. So we're going to be protesting and handing out flyers. On Sunday, October 20th, is rally protest with also handing out flyers. And actually, we're there to educate people, right? There are a lot of people who don't know about the targeting program. However, I'm very excited to say that there is a huge awakening going on, it seems like, and more people are realizing what has happened, and we are now being believed. It's being talked about. Lisa Haven just did a YouTube video yesterday about being targeted, and so this is finally happening, and I'm just so excited. Okay, so back to the protest. Monday, October 21st is morning protest, and then meet with your congressman between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and so, and then usually break for lunch around noon. And then in the afternoon, we have a protest as well. So if you'll just go on the website, it will go through the schedule. I won't go through the whole thing. These are the rules. Do not block traffic. Stay on the public sidewalk. Do not argue with anyone. Smile and hand them a flyer. If police or intruders show up, start filming. So you can make a banner using a bed sheet, about $5 at Walmart, and acrylic paints or markers, which we have done many times, you know, because you can fold it up, put it in your suitcase. And then you can also do blankbanners.com. It's an expensive vinyl banner. Professional banners can be made in a few days. We have one that cost about $160. It's 10 feet by 3 feet. It's waterproof vinyl and folds up into a suitcase. The waterproof ones are great because, you know, you just never know when it's going to rain. So you can design or draft a banner in OpenOffice or Word and then export it as a PFD file toward the image to a discount printer. I think they can even print those at some of the FedEx stores. Do an internet search for discount banners. Targeted Justice reserves the right to remove banners that are inappropriate or implore the use of violence. You could make your own smaller signs or visit Hobby Lobby when you get to Washington, D.C., or like the dollar stores, 99-cent stores, Dollar Tree. They have posters that you can get for a dollar. So we have the addresses of two different Hobby Lobbies there in D.C. where you can also go to get different supplies that you might need to make a banner or a poster. So I'm just really excited, Frank. It's just
That sounds really great.
Yeah, it's just very, very excited. So I also want to say, okay, where did you go? Hang on. Because there will be someone in a very distinct location. Let me pull it back up again. Hang on. I don't want to get this wrong. There will be someone in a park that will be someone will be there at all times. So if anybody comes and goes, there will at least be someone there to answer questions, okay? But we are going to be busy. Okay, it says this. We will have an information booth at the Ellipse Visitor Pavilion. Someone will be there most of the time. So you can pull that up on the internet and or on our website and see where that's located. It's just right there. It's right there by the White House. So I will probably be there. And I might trade off with one other person, but I do believe that one person needs to be stationary because we will have people coming and going all throughout the days. So, anyhow,
Midge,
do
you have any suggestions for walk-ons? In other words, people that just show up.
Well, we will have some extra t-shirts. They will have to register because we have the right to know who is joining. We have the right to ask them to, you know, wear a t-shirt to define that they are with our group. And if they just walk up, they don't want to do any of that, then they can watch. Because it's our rally, we are the host, we are taking all the responsibilities, incurring the expenses and so forth and so on. So we have the right to do that, and we have the right to make sure that the rules are followed. And so that's very firm, okay? We will have, Frank, I think you're going to be doing a live broadcast.
That's correct.
Yep. And then we have Megan Cumming, who has over 4,000 followers. She'll be doing a live stream as well. She's awesome. And so it's just going to be really, really exciting. I think we'll have some press there. And, I mean, I've heard from so many different groups today. It's been very exciting. Groups that I have never heard from before going, we hear what you're doing. And it just makes you feel good knowing that all your efforts and stuff are paying off. But it's about the TI community. It's about, you know, the people that are getting targeted, because enough is enough. It's time to expose and shut down the program. And we're giving it our best shot to do that. We work really hard. But the one way to do this is to do activism, and to do activism in D.C. This is where we need to be, and we have every right to insist that our civil rights be restored. We have every right to educate the public about what has been happening to innocent citizens. I mean, this is insane. So all the corruption that you hear going on in D.C. these days that has been going on, well, it's fallen over to the innocent citizens in our country and around the globe. And then no one has the right to do this to anyone, that you get blacklisted just because someone feels like doing that to you. That happens to, you know, be a DOD contractor or happens to have some attachment to the military and is high up or whatever, and you kind of get caught in the crosshairs of someone. And, you know, no one's doing much of anything to stop this, so we have to do it ourselves.
That's a good point, Midge. Everybody is responsible for themselves and their targeting. And what we will do is enlighten the public, and you can help us to do that. You need to get out, and that'll break the isolation that you're feeling. Get out, and even if you pass out 10 flyers to people, that's great. Anything that you can do to contribute makes a difference. One person can tell 100 people. All you have to do is hit the right person. So if you pass out 10, 20 flyers, that's fantastic, like in your community, if you can't make it to Washington. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, you know what this is, for anyone who's just listening, who's not a TI, this is the deep state. And there is a deep state because the intelligence communities do not have oversight. And so the very definition of a deep state is when the very people, congressional leaders, people who are not elected by the people, are not allowed to hear the intelligence reports. And so what has happened is that illegal FISA warrants were obtained illegally on people, innocent citizens. You know, this is used as a form of revenge, to get even, or to silence whistleblowers. A lot of, you know, whistleblowers are talking about the corruption. A lot of people know about what's going on. It's a jealousy means to get back at an ex. So, you know, this is a huge bullying system, but it's very dangerous, and it's very serious. And so we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going and keep exposing the ones who are running the program, which is on our website. We have their names. We have their pictures. And we have the right to demand that, you know, we expose them and demand they shut down the prisons.
Okay, Midge, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much, and thank you, folks, for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have a very distinguished guest, founder of Targeted Justice, chairman of the board, Midge Mathis. Go ahead, Midge.
Thanks, Frank. I just want to read a quote by Senator Ron Wyden that he made this year. And he said, being a whistleblower has never been an easy road to travel, but the difficulties they face now are greater than ever. As a co-sponsor of the National Whistleblower Day resolution, I'm proud to celebrate those who bravely shed light on government abuse today and every day. And that is Senator Ron Wyden in this year of 2019. So you think that you're doing a good thing when you whistleblow on government corruption. And instead, it's looked at as a crime. But your conscience can't let you do otherwise. And so a lot of these folks who are being targeted are either, I call them accidental whistleblowers like myself, or they have gone forward because they thought it was their duty as a patriot to whistleblow on government corruption. And instead, what they get in return, instead of a thank you, they get targeted and they get harassed and they get blacklisted. This just
Mitch?
Goes, yep.
We have a caller for you, Catherine from Georgia. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes, hi. I'd like to know, how can I be added to your list?
For what, the protest or for the class action lawsuit?
What was that again?
Do you want to be added to the class action lawsuit that we're doing for Targeted Justice?
Yes.
Or are you talking about,
yes.
Okay. All right, you go to our website, and you go to Targeted Justice Membership at protonmail.com. But it's on our website.
Okay. Well, I'm not able to do that. I do not have a computer because all this is what it's been doing is causing me to be electro-hypersensitive, so I cannot have a computer in my home.
Sure. Okay, what you do then is I'll be happy to do it for you. If you'll just send me your information, you need to mail it to me, to Targeted Justice, P.O. Box 6655, Peoria, P-E-O-R-I-A, Arizona, 85385. And I will write to you, and I'll let you know when that's emailed.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, I will.
The address.
It's Targeted Justice, and it's
okay.
P.O. Box 6655, Peoria,
okay.
Arizona, 85385.
Eight.
And I will put you in Targeted.
85355. Okay.
No, 8, nope, 85.
Eight five.
Okay. And I'll put you into our database, and then I'll let you know when that's done.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm Mitch Mathis.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. Catherine's getting to be a regular with us. She always calls in and comments, and she's got some information she brings with her every once in a while.
That's excellent.
And well, a little slang, too.
Oh, I am just, you know, so grateful to the independent news sources that are getting the word out, like this show, Frank, you, and Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm so grateful because the major news corporations are covering up the news, actually.
Yes.
They're covering Republic, up.
Republic is fantastic because you get a chance to tell the truth. As far as truth and lies go, this network is like 900% truth, and CNN is like 0.1.
They're terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, they're covering up the news, actually. Instead of, you know, telling the truth, the public has the right to know the truth. And so it's the independent news sources that are getting the word out. And I am just so grateful. Targeted Justice is so grateful because this is how we've been able to get our information out there and in different places around the world.
Okay, Midge, we have another commercial.
Okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very wonderful guest, the founder and chairman of the board for Targeted Justice. But first, Targeted Massachusetts has a newsletter, and it's free. You can receive a copy every Sunday by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or you can call me in the U.S., at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the station and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, thank you so much for listening. And we'll get back to Midge Mathis. Thank you.
Well, Frank, I just want to say, and I think you can probably attest to this, that because we've gone through this whole spectrum of targeting, and before we both became very active as activists, because you don't know what to do when you first are targeted, you're kind of so dumbfounded. But I can honestly say, and I think you can too, that when you finally get into a position where you can do activism, you feel better, right? You feel better that you're doing something. And I think it motivates you to do even more. And it changes everything up once a person starts doing that, because then you feel like you have more control over your situation, more control over what's happening to you and others. Because we are all in this together. is a phenomenon that is happening around the globe. And, you know, I talk to people every day from all around the world, and it really makes me sick when I hear that there's an 84-year-old lady in India that's being exposed to this torturous program, or that I hear from a mother whose child has been hurt as well. And you know, this is it's the biggest, bulliest, most cowardly program I have ever heard of, and evil in my life. I had no idea this existed until it happened to me. So I want to encourage everyone to call their fusion center. The targeting program. Yep, the targeting program is run by the DHS, also by the FBI, which is also the DHS, and at your fusion centers. So you have every right to call your fusion center, which I have done, because, you know, everyone's being lied to. This all started out as a good, you know, propaganda that this is the terrorist watch list. You know, we're going to get these terrorists. Well, instead, what they've done, it was a plot and propaganda to use this system to target innocent people who spoke out against the one percenters or against the government, talked about corruption, you know, whatever the case may be. And so they have used this as their personal bullying system to get even with people. So we have every right to call the fusion centers and let your voice be heard. Tell them what's happening. They'll tell you to go to their website and fill out a form, which I have done. Since we protested at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, I have to tell you that there has been a huge amount of employees leaving the CIA. There are a lot of good people working in government, and they are now finding out the truth about what's happening to innocent citizens, and that everyone has been lied to about us and about this program that has been put into place. But I keep saying it's all coming out and it's all falling down, and it is because of everybody's efforts who are actively exposing and educating the public about what is happening. And so, Frank, I want to thank you again for all the work that you're doing. Frank has a great newsletter. And this takes a lot of time and energy to do these calls every single night and to do a newsletter and to receive all the emails that you do. Some days it gets very overwhelming, but we're happy to do it because we just want to help everybody. It's really hard. Yep.
That's go ahead, the key. Frank, we got a caller for you. Chris from Las Vegas would like to speak with you.
Okay.
Well, I thank you so much, Frank, for bringing Midge on and letting us have listen to her voice and the experience that she has. Her information about the fusion center is so material and relevant. There's a very intriguing case that whistleblowers and targeted individuals will be interested in called ANAS, A-N-A-S-L-E-L, Haday, H-A-D-A-Y, versus Thomas the Second, or two, Roman numeral two, Cable. K-A-B-L-E et al. He is in his capacity as the director of the Terror Screening Center. And in this case, Judge Tranga, T-R-A-N-G-A, found that the terror watch list, the terror screening database, TSDB, is void for vague because of the 16 different so-called qualifying criteria they use are all subjective and interpretive. Therefore, they are all malleable and can be used to color anyone as a terror watch target. So So that may help some of your people out there knowing about this particular case, because I've been preaching that for a couple of years on the Internet, that if anybody can color someone as a terrorist for studying law, something is dramatically wrong with this base, because you must have committed an objective violent act to be deemed a terrorist under the Terrorist Act.
Good point. This is great. Thank you for calling in and telling us.
Oh, Chris calls in.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know from experience myself, I got set up in kangaroo court and false charges brought against me, but they were just minor, but they were all lies, and it was my ex-husband and his business partners. You know, there was no evidence of anything. So they're just lying about whatever, whoever they want to lie about, and you have to have, I think, at least three people. Well, gee whiz, that's easy to do. But you know what really just gets me is that these folks are the ones who are the biggest crooks of all, doing the most corruption. And here,
yes, the real terrorists.
Yeah.
The real terrorists, yeah, try to color us as terrorists. You're right, exactly,
yeah,
right. Thank you so very, very much, Midge and Frank. Carry on.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and telling us that.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, Chris calls in, and he's always got a briefcase full of information that he brings with him. If we're covering a topic, he's on it, he knows about it. If he doesn't know about it, he's all ears. So, but I haven't found actually too many times where he doesn't know about it. He's great to have call in.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, you know, this is just insane. These guys are criminally insane.
They are. And they have no idea what is coming. And
right,
when it lands, it's going to be doors kicked in at 7 o'clock in the morning by the authorities, and they're going to be picked up. All over the U.S. anyway, and the rest of the world. We're probably going to have to take one country at a time and weed them out.
Yeah, I mean, this is so diabolical, right? And but I do believe it's all falling apart, and our activism is paying off. For 2 years now, since Targeted Justice was formed, we have been hitting the pavement, flying to different states and doing activism. We went to Colorado Springs twice, to the command center, the Air Force Base Command Center, where the satellite program is run out of. So we've done that. Been to Chicago, protested there. Been to D.C. twice. Been to the deep state in New Mexico and Albuquerque, where the weapons are made. So we've done a lot. We've been to the Directed Energy Professional Society. There is a Directed Energy Professional Society. We're quite proud of their society. They were very nice to us, though. And we did show them my pictures. And they said that they had heard that there were innocent citizens that were being harmed. So I feel like we've just been very active, and we have to keep on it, though. We have to keep it up, and I do believe this rally that's coming up is going to, you know, do a lot of good. And we're just not stopping. The first two times that we went to D.C., it turned out to be very, very good and very productive, and I was just very proud to be there and to meet with our legislators and to hand out information and to show them my pictures, not for me, but for the community, and then say, you've heard about the U.S. diplomats, the Cuban diplomats, and the Chinese diplomats. Well, the weapons that they're being hit with is the same thing that, you know, I have been hit with and other people. So it's all coming out. It really is. And I'm just very excited. We have a lot of good to look forward to. Enough is enough.
Yeah, what, may I ask, did that professional society say in terms of, you know, can we help you with this? Or did they offer any suggestions? I mean, when you look at your photos, it's terrible. I mean, they must have had some suggestions as to what to do, or did they?
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of in general terms. We got their email. We kept in touch with them. We sent them more pictures. We sent them some educational stuff. But it seems like they're quite proud of their little professional society, so to speak, I guess. And I'm not sure exactly where they're coming from, but you can't say that we haven't tried to educate them and to hold even groups like that accountable for the torture, the brutality that people are facing, innocent folks, children, pets. I mean, this is just has to stop. The people running the program are insane. They are psychopaths. And they are insane.
Yeah, go ahead, Mitch.
Well, we just have the right to restore our country and to restore our civil rights. No one has the right to take that away. But we are the modern-day civil rights. And that's the truth. So we have every right to demand and to stand up for our rights, and we're just not going to take it. So.
Well, that's great, because there are so many new human rights groups that are bringing forth new laws and new rights that apply to areas inside the skull instead of outside the skull. So it should be interesting to see when these laws are applied.
So if you call the White House or call your senator's office or whatever, the legislators, you just simply say, I'm calling to request an end to the illegal gang stalking and targeting programs that are operated through fusion centers in the United States. Just so that you are aware, conspiracy to commit torture and organized stalking are serious felony crimes. You know, all of this is high treason. You often wonder, at least I do, did they put out like a sign that said all psychopaths join here? And did they sit around the table to think up how to go about doing this stuff? I mean, it's just I think so. You know, it's bizarre.
If someone picks up a weapon, we'll say a handgun, and walks into a store and shoots the store owner, he's immediately arrested, tried, convicted, and put away. A targeted individual can go through a decade or more of torture, 24 hours a day, and it's allowed to happen, and I mean allowed, because you and I both know and both have uncovered the truth behind the lies.
Yes. That's right. You know, it's all black ops. Black money. And, boy, oh, boy, this has really slid off into the abyss, and we have the right to bring it back. So I just want to read that Senator Rand Paul, December 2018, who I admire. The very definition of a deep state is when the very people, congressional leaders, people who are elected by the people, are not allowed to hear the intelligence report.
Midge, we have to go to commercial, so I would really enjoy it if you would read that from the beginning again afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
I'm with the high command. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have the pleasure of listening to a very wonderful activist, Midge Mathis. Go ahead, Midge.
Thank you, Frank. You know, we're not the only ones who are speaking truth. There are a lot of good legislators who are also speaking truth. One of them is Senator Rand Paul. And I'm going to say a quote that he said December in 2018. He said, "The very definition of a deep state is when the very people, congressional leaders, people who are elected by the people, are not allowed to hear the intelligence reports. That in itself is insanity. This includes the intelligence community that are doing this to us, and our leaders in our country are not allowed to hear the intelligence reports. That's crazy. That needs to be changed. Our elected officials have the right to know what is going on. And if people are being targeted in their districts and you represent them,
that legislator needs to know what is happening. So many of the legislators that we have spoken to, they do know what's happening. I understand how this system works. I know that some people are afraid to speak up. There are doctors that are getting targeted for not following the rules of the cabal. They are owned. The cabal wants to own the doctors. So there is a group now that are forming. They are all of them are TIs. And a lot of people are being surveilled, not just us. There are a lot of people are being watched. This is no different than what was in Nazi Germany. That whole propaganda thing about if you see something, say something. Well, that's just a bunch of bunk. That is the same premise of what they used in Nazi Germany to spy on your neighbors and to tell on your neighbors. And here it is in our own country. So I speak out against that. I speak out against that in my own city, in my own state, because this was the beginning of this whole targeting program. I know it's been going on for a long time, the MKUltra program, but it really kicked in after 9/11, after the Patriot Act. Now, I've seen some of these successful lawsuits that have been brought forth, and I've studied them, and one in particular. And I'm telling you what, there have been cases that have been won, and at the very top was Barack Obama. The next name was John Brennan.
Okay, Madge. We are unfortunately out of time. I would love to have another hour, but I would like to take this time to thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank our listeners, and God bless, and good night from Boston, Massachusetts.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.